The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to Sons of Liberty America. It is December 21st, Friday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, my Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And if you speak of a statement like that, when your brain's being stuck in somebody else's head, and then you go outside of somebody else's head and you start to have brains of your own and you start to think, what generally happens is those who are part of the system, part of the problem, part of maybe even instigating the problem, start to attack you. Bradley just released a commentary last night on WorldNet Daily, WND.com. He does it every week, every Thursday evening. It's released after about 7:30 Central Time. You can always find it on our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook as well. It was called Mass Shootings, Who Started the Fires? And he used an analogy we've used on the show before about Marcus Licinius Crassus, who was one of the most wealthy men in antiquity. And the way that he would gain his wealth, part of the way, was in real estate development. He would allow his little fire engines, which he created the first fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in Rome is there's all these fires, and there were all throughout history. You can study those fires. And what he would do is after that.
Why would you want to study those fires?
Because in Rome, because you'd study Marcus Licinius Crassus.
Because you would find out he was the one that was starting the fires. So
potentially, yes. Potentially. But we know for sure that he benefited from those fires greatly. Whenever a fire would come and consume somebody's house, he would drive to the house with the only, again, fire department in Rome. There was no fire department. He owned it. He would show up and he would start to say, well, I'll buy that burning structure from you. I'll give you $20,000, for example. Person say, no way, please, just put it out. Just put it out. Your fire department's standing right there. Okay, I'll give you $15,000. And the price would go down and down and down. Once he would agree on the negotiating, then the fire department would go to work, but not before he'd go to the neighbors and say, hey, listen, I just bought that building. It's on fire right now. It's probably going to catch your building on fire, too. And so then at that point, the neighbors would say, well, my building's not on fire. Just put that building in. No. And he would negotiate until he bought all sorts of real estate, and then he would resell it at a higher profit, leading one to believe that perhaps he started those fires because he benefited so greatly.
That's right.
And he was the only fire department, mind you. So as you continue to go on in this commentary, you'll see that perhaps some of these things that have happened, these tragedies.
Waco, Aurora, Sikh Temple,
Ruby
Columbine,
Ridge, right.
Ruby Ridge.
How many of these were actually instigated and prodded by those who came and supposedly put out the fire?
That's right.
And helped put everything together.
Yes.
Well, after we released that column, we got quite a bit of feedback, which we'll talk throughout the show here. But I encourage you to go to Sons of Liberty Radio and find that commentary. Read it now. Mass shootings. Who started the fires? Mass shootings. Who started the fires by Bradley Dean. It's also going to be posted throughout the country here in this next coming week. But a great commentary and a great thought-provoking line of thought.
Wait a second.
And media, even in watching that
media
video.
Matters, an outlandish column for WorldNet Daily. Media Matters, isn't that funded by that criminal George Soros?
Yeah.
I must have hit on something.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. We're going to read through these columns really quick and when we come back here. And we're just going to go through their letter, and then we're going to go through my letter. And it's interesting, they just picked and chose as to what they wanted to post. Mm-hmm. They omitted, like, Ruby Ridge and Waco. I wonder why they omitted Ruby Ridge and Waco, because the government was found to be responsible for starting those fires. And I'm looking at these other things that they just conveniently omitted and to suggest that Sandy Hook shooting may have been staged. Well, the facts just don't line up, friends. And I wrote the article in such a fashion that it left resolve up to the people that were reading it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is I basically linked all of my references to the eyewitnesses that actually seen these massacres that we're talking about. Aurora, Waco, Sikh Temple, Columbine, Connecticut. Now, friends, just a lot of weird stuff happening around Connecticut right now. Newtown. Really strange stuff. I mean, like the teacher, the first grade teacher that was killed protecting her kids. That was posted on Facebook on December 10th. The massacre didn't happen until it was her rest in peace page. It was posted December 10th, friends. Now, the problem is she didn't die until December 14th. Now, that's pretty bad. That's pretty strange. All of these other shooters that were involved with Newtown, Connecticut, for some reason, nobody's talking about them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty strange, friends. And you have one of the fathers coming out now, and he says, are you ready? As he chuckles about it, he gets in front of the television, and then he says this. He says, are you ready? Then he changes his tone. Then he gets into a sobbing moment. And this is all caught on film. Pretty strange stuff, friends. And I think the questions need to be asked, questioning authority, because every time one of these massacres happen, the FBI comes down and puts a tight fist around everything, and nobody's allowed to know anything until they come out with their final version of what supposedly happened in these massacres. And every single time, what is their end aim? What is their objective? Gun control. Gun control. Well, where are the facts? The facts don't line up, friends. That's all I'm suggesting. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Coming up at 2:30, we're going to have Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. And by the way, NRA was called defiant by Fox today for suggesting we put police in public schools. We'll be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this. Because if we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I've got so much content in front of me right now that this is, no question, going to bleed into tomorrow's show. We got a two-hour live show tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. But I just wanted to thank you, Media Matters, for, first of all, I thank you for your boss, the criminal, George Soros. And apparently we hit a nerve because every time the truth is spoken, you people seem to attack. And you don't attack until then. And so in saying that, we'll probably end up getting to that tomorrow. But again, I just want to say thank you very much, Media Matters, for getting my information out there. You did a great job. And what's interesting about that, I just wanted to show you, friends, how the American people and the masses agree with everything that I'm telling you right now, as a matter of fact. I'm going to give you the eyewitnesses from Waco, Aurora, Sikh Temple, so on and so forth in just a second here. But Walmart gun sales, with President Barack Obama endorsing sweeping gun restrictions, in the wake of the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, prices for handgun magazines are surging on eBay, and semi-automatic rifles are sold out at many Walmart stores. Searches of five kinds of semi-automatic rifles on Walmart's website showed them to be out of stock at stores in five states. How is America responding to the propaganda, Media Matters? Why are so many people going out there and arming themselves, Media Matters? Because people in this country aren't stupid. That's why. And by the way, those that are purchasing these guns are law-abiding citizens, yep, not criminals. Mm-hmm. They're law-abiding citizens.
From a law-abiding store.
From a law-abiding store, exactly. Now, as soon as we go on here, I want to go over to the NRA really quick, because we got Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America coming up with us at 2:30. Wanted him to respond to Mr. Piers Morgan on CNN the other day and the attack that he endured. And the way that Larry Pratt schooled, yeah, Piers Morgan, I want to let him answer, yeah, for himself and kind of lay out the premise and explain it the best way that he can. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy that Mr. Piers Morgan either, could have.
I heard the British like a good insult.
They totally do. And they got one, didn't they?
Stop being so facetious.
Okay, let's go over to the NRA. The National Rifle Association, while staying mostly quiet in the immediate aftermath of the mass shooting in Connecticut, has registered. Listen carefully, friends. Listen to me, my friends over at Media Matters. Has registered an average of 8,000 new members a day since the tragedy in Connecticut. Why? Friends, why? While this broadly aligns with trends seen after similar incidents in the past, the surge in membership this time is said to dwarf past trends. Why? Because they know what they're dealing with. After a week of silence, the head of the NRA made his first public statement since the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut. He proposed placing an armed police officer in every public school in response to the tragedy. Jake, your warning flags on that, please.
Well, I think if you look at this, what happened in the attacks of September the 11th? We all of a sudden realized, okay, there's terrorists out there, which we knew before. But now we can identify the terrorists fly planes into buildings, right? I'm giving you the scenario that the media had. So then the federal government jumps up and says, well, we need to be in charge of security then for every airport.
Who did they blame, Jake?
Exactly. They blamed the terrorists. And so there's this crazy
terrorists. No, the government did not blame the terrorists. They blamed the American people that are vetted and violated in every airport that they go through.
Oh.
Who is a suspected terrorist in this country? The American people are if they want to get on an airplane.
Yeah.
And now keep in mind, under this new administration, terrorists doesn't fly anymore. Because it's politically incorrect with this administration.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yep.
And why are they so adamant about disarming the American people? My friends over at the Media Matters, they just don't think for themselves, do they?
No.
Yeah, that's what's scary about it. These people attack anybody that's throwing any truth out there, and I'm about ready to give you the truth.
Mm-hmm. So going back to the school shooting, what happens is, and I guess, you know, to your foresight was much further ahead. What they originally do is they jump out and they say, here's the boogeyman, right? It's a terrorist. We need to have security to protect us from terrorists. But it's a trap. Because like you said, looking in foresight, who does the terrorist become? He turns in from this crazy Islamic person that we had to have national security at airports. Because that was originally the pill that the American people bought. To all of a sudden now, well, that's gone. That doesn't work anymore. But the TSA is stuck there. And then you go into schools, okay?
And who are they violating? Are they violating the terrorists? Or are they violating the American people in the Fourth Amendment?
The only thing the terrorist was ever used for was somebody who was a straw man. Blame him. That's the problem. Therefore, bring in security.
By the way, that's exactly what Hitler did.
And so now you have public schools. Okay, public schools. First of all, why do we have public schools? Why is the federal government involved in education in the first place? We don't even ask those questions.
Article 10, Bill of Rights. They're violating it. Friends, federal government is violating the law.
And so then you go into kids have been attacked. Okay, well, from a crazy, you know, terrorist type of person, right? We need to protect our children from them. Now we need to put security guards. Okay, so security guards next turn into what? Federal agencies, a bureaucracy.
Right.
That's never going to go away. The TSA, they don't ever want them to go away. They're going to, even though there is manure all over their faces, even though the TSA stood and said, I'm not going to show up to a congressional hearing because Congress has no authority over the TSA, even though the American people have kicked back, they don't want to remove them. So if we put armed guards at every single school, what are we doing to our children? Well, we're protecting them from masked gunmen. No, we're conditioning our children now. That's security and going through searches and seizures. And pretty soon, kids don't even know what the Fourth Amendment even stands for. Because now there's a security guard at every school and we're under paranoia. And what happens when you're under fear and paranoia? Government grows. Why? Because government seems to be the only one that can protect you. I still think the best plan, contrary to what the NRA said, and I understand why they said it, both politically and also probably psychologically, because they're under a lot of fire right now. They've been getting death threats nonstop as their membership
grows. The NRA has.
Yes, completely.
I bet probably Media Matters hasn't had any death threats.
No, they don't cover that.
It's kind of like the FRC one. Yeah. Okay.
Here's the perfect contradiction. All NRA members should be shot. This is coming from somebody that thinks we should ban guns, but yet it's okay to use guns to shoot an NRA member. It shows you what they're really about. They're not about the law changing. They're about the force of law. But if you go back
to our children
and we desensitize them in fear, and fear continues to grow, and government agencies start to police our schools, hey, why not? They're already involved in the school's curriculum, right? We've taken so
talking about disarmament,
forward.
By the way, through international baccalaureate.
Exactly.
Yes.
Which is what they teach in the schools.
Yeah.
I think the best plan is, contrary to NRA and anybody else, is if a teacher decides, you know what, I want to be armed in my school. Because if I was a teacher right now, it's exactly what I'd be saying.
Yeah.
I want to be armed. Then that school should say, listen, we will have a course set up for handgun training in our school.
Yeah.
We'll pay for it.
I just posted
you
a picture of in the 50s. You used to have to, you had... You literally have pictures on my Facebook right now of kids in public schools that used to bring their rifles to school because they had shooting ranges.
Yeah.
And it's like, what happened between then and now? What happened to government? What happened to the American people departing from our God? I told my wife after all of this, folks, if you could see a picture of me right now, the information that I have around, I'm inundated with so much facts that contradict what you're being told.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I said, well, we can clearly see what happens to a nation that forgets God. And it's real simple, and I totally get it. It's yeah. not hard to figure out.
No.
But, friends, what I want to do is I want to jump over to this other topic really quick. We're going to push Larry Pratt back to 245 just for the sake of me doing my best to get some of these stories. Friends, I want to make clear, I'm not giving you theory. I'm giving you the eyewitnesses at each given situation. And what we're going to do is we're going to start out with Waco, then we're going to go to Aurora, then we're going to go to the Sikh Temple, and these are all eyewitnesses, friends, okay? Now, I hope Media Matters is listening to me, because I'd like for them to dispute fact here. Facts are stubborn things, and this is what they omitted in their letter, by the way. They didn't post the facts, friends. They didn't post Randy Weaver being exonerated of all of Ruby Ridge, of what the federal government did to Randy Weaver. That he was given, compensated $3 million by the federal government that shot his wife and his child and mocked him for 10 days. Okay? They didn't talk about that because they knew that I was telling them the truth. Okay? They didn't talk about Waco neither. And they didn't bring up Waco because the ATF members actually condemned their own. Listen to this one. This is the ATF themselves talking about their higher-ups. Go for it.
In my career with ATF, the people that I put in jail have more honor than the top administration in this organization. I know it's a sad commentary, but that's my experience with ATF.
Yeah, there's one right after that, as a matter of fact, or right before that, where it's an older guy talking about it, too. These are two ATF members talking about the higher-ups in the organization, talking about how they were acting criminal throughout the whole Waco, Texas conspiracy. And really it was. And we see also Dick Morris came out later on talking about how President Clinton was embarrassed by Waco and Janet Reno held it against him. See, they don't bring up the facts, friends. And that's what Media Matters is about. They want to demonize. They want to belittle. They want to bring you out like you're some loon. When in fact, friends, if you look at the facts, you're seeing that they are purposely omitting the facts. Media Matters purposely is omitting the facts. They're all for gun control. Forget not that, friends. But when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to go to Aurora. Then we're going to talk about the sheriff that was the lead investigator through Columbine. Over 100 eyewitnesses. Friends, all eradicated, all swept under the rug, all squelched. Nobody heard from them. And then we're going to talk about the Sikh Temple, and I'm going to let this guy tell you how many shooters there was. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Peace if possible, yet friends, truth at all costs. Martin Luther, the great reformer. Peace if possible, truth at all costs. Well, what I'm talking about right now is what Jesus said. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. What is said in the dark will be brought to the light.
Woo!
You can't hide the facts, friends.
That's right.
Let's go back to Waco really quick. This is right after the Waco massacre. And again, as I said right before the break, friends, this was Bill Clinton's great embarrassment, said Dick Morris. And it's also interesting, who was a part of his cabinet, by the way, that Janet Reno held over him to stay in office. Because what she said is, if you don't let me stay, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell the truth about Waco. Well, here's the Waco ATF members. Go ahead and check this out, friends.
Agents sum up the ATF mentality pretty well.
And the thing that I find totally abhorrent and disgusting is these higher-level people took that same oath, and they violate the basic principles and tenets of the Constitution and the laws and simple ethics and morality. Mm-hmm. That's what disgusts me.
In my career with ATF, the people that I put in jail have more honor than the top administration in this organization.
Why would insiders say something like that? They're violating the Constitution.
Yep.
Why would I didn't say that? Is that a theory or is that a fact? It's a fact. Yet, can you believe this outlandish column by Bradley Dean said Media Matters? Do we want to tell anybody they work for an international criminal and they're funded by an international criminal? Of course not. We can't go there. Let's go to Aurora, Colorado. Here's two different pieces. These were eyewitnesses. One is a kid and one is a police officer. Go ahead and play those, Carrie. Aurora, Colorado.
No, he wasn't alone. He had someone with him because the second can of tear gas didn't come from his side. He was completely dressed in black, head to toe. From what we saw, it seemed like he had something over his face, probably to prevent him from breathing it in. And he... we can only assume that someone got him in because he was, whatever he was wearing seemed thick, so I don't think he would really, I think he'd stand out in the crowd.
Oh. Now here's the police officer. That was a kid. By the way, I seen three different reports with several different kids talking about more than one shooter. I didn't say it. Eyewitnesses said it in Aurora. Go for it. Here's the police officer.
Ambulance is on Sable, and one ambulance is on Gilbert Block.
I don't know Sable and Gilbert Block.
Okay, suspect saying he's in Gilbert Block.
Suspect saying
he's the only one, but I'm getting conflicting suspect description from the witnesses out here.
11. Cruiser 11, go ahead.
Inside of the vendor is secure. We're bringing up all these valves. Get someone to the back as soon as you can.
Okay, so
if you didn't hear that, it said, he said the script is, I'm getting conflicting reports, there was multiple suspect witnesses say.
Say it again, Carrie, can everybody hear you?
Yep, they can hear me. He said at first, I'm getting reports that there was one shooter, but I'm getting conflicting reports that witnesses say there was multiple suspects.
No, call me crazy, but I didn't say that. The police officer said that at Aurora.
That was as recent as Aurora.
Yes, and interestingly enough, friends, call me crazy again if you would like to, but the Surgeon General that was taking in all these victims that were shot that day, who knew all, for some reason, friends, she's deceived. She's gone. This is consistently happening around these massacres, and I'm curious to know why. She said, I knew all. What did she know? Well, I guess we'll never find out, because we got guys like Media Matters out there to make sure anybody that tells you the facts, man, they got to be crazy or outlandish. No, you're crazy and outlandish.
And everybody knows it.
And everybody, in fact, everybody does know it.
That's for sure.
Do I need to go back and tell you that gun sales are up majorly, friends? Mm-hmm. Do I have to go back and tell you that NRA is picking up 8,000 new members a day since Sandy Hook? Why are they doing that? Let's go to the next one. This is the Sikh temple. We were told this was a lone gunman, just like Aurora. We were told that David Koresh in Waco, you know, he's out there doing his whack thing. No, friends, you weren't told that they were trying to set him up, just like Randy Weaver. And so let's go over. And by the way, facts came out, folks, from people that continuously pressed the issue. They were truth seekers. They were looking for justice. They didn't believe what the state-run media threw on them that day. So let's go on to the next one. Talking about what took place at the Sikh temple, we were told that it was a lone gunman. Remember, again, they have to use the lone gunman theory or lone wolf theory so they can take away the individual rights. Like this guy just cracked. So we can go after the mental issues now. We can become thought police. And that's exactly what they're talking about right now in Connecticut, friends. Oh, someone should have dealt with the man. The signs were all over this kid, man. We should have just gave him over to the state. No, he's probably on antidepressants, and we're probably going to find out that he was. And we all looked at James Holm at Aurora. We looked at the pictures that we were given. The dude wasn't right in the head.
Yeah.
But why wasn't he right in the head? And where did James Holmes from the Aurora, Colorado shooting, where did he get all that money? And where did he get the experience, Jake, friends, to actually booby trap his home like that? And where did he get all... Let's go back to the money issue. Where did he get the money for all that equipment? Man, it's almost like someone is helping him along. But that's just a theory, according to the Media Matters.
Yeah.
And other people out there that are satisfied with the results that they continuously get year after year after they lose their rights and capitulate in the face of a lie. Let's go to Sikh Temple. Who is this kid?
This is the son of the actual head who runs the Sikh temple.
Okay, so he's pretty sound.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, let's listen to what this guy says about the Sikh temple.
So the most I can learn, or the most I know as of now, is that there are multiple shooters. There's multiple people. It was a very well coordinated thing. It wasn't haphazard. And I think that's why police and everybody are taking the proper, you know, protocol to get the situation under control.
Wow, this is just too much. That was one video, friends. There was another video of another eyewitness. But what happens, the FBI gets involved. They come in and put their fist around everything. And it always comes out as a lone shooter.
Yeah, and Oswald up in the window.
What about the mother at the Sikh temple? She was watching everything happen. There was four white males that were shooting. They come in front of our congregation and shoot at us. The Sun says, well coordinated. It wasn't haphazard. How is it sold to you, America? Call me crazy. Call me whatever you want to call me. But facts are stubborn things, friends. And what do they go for every single time? Gun control. Gun control. Gun control. Who are the other four people at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin? Who are they? Nobody ever knows. What about the Connecticut shooter? What about the eyewitnesses that saw two shadowy figures outside of the building? What about the one that was in the woods that was placed in the front of the police officer's car? He must have had special credentials or something. Never heard of him again. As a matter of fact, everything that came out on the Connecticut school shooting, the story has completely turned and changed at every turn, friends, that the state-run media originally gave you. Why? I didn't say it. They said it. Folks, all truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it's violently opposed. Media matters. The socialists. Third, it's accepted as being self-evident. Because it's always very telling as to who started the fire by the one trying to put the fire out. That's all I'm saying. And by the way, I'm not telling you. I'm just giving you the facts so you can come to your own resolve. That's pretty simple stuff. Let's go to the sheriff quoting Columbine. Friends, there was over 100 eyewitnesses concerning Columbine. 60 of them identified a different source saying it wasn't Eric or Dylan. Several eyewitnesses identified a balding man. Several eyewitnesses identified a man with spiked hair in his 25 to 30s. And several of the eyewitnesses continuously brought up one individual's name saying it was not Eric and Dylan, it was this guy, it was this guy, it was this guy. And forget about eyewitnesses that were outside of the building, friends, that saw somebody, three guys in black trench coats, throwing bombs on top of the building. And do forget about the two snipers that were set up that morning before the school shooting. Forget about that. On April 21st, 1999, a day after the massacre, CNN online news reported that investigators were looking for accomplices. According to the article, investigators believe that there might be other suspects due to the number of bombs, ammunition, and weapons used in the deadly school rampage. Huh. According to an online news source called APB, online JCSO, Sheriff John Stone is quoted as saying, there is too much stuff in there. He said, you can't walk in there blazing with more stuff than you can carry. Oh, you mean it was already in the school? That's exactly what he was saying. That was CNN's report, friends. Let me go back. See, friends, their own stories conflict. Media Matters isn't at war with CNN. Of course not. Neither is USA Today, but guess where I got all my information from? USA Today reporters that were telling the truth. How does that work out for Media Matters? That's outlandish. What about the two kids, again, that were shot outside of a inside of a subway by a professional sniper that were friends with Eric and Dylan that said they could identify different shooters? Both of them got their heads blown off. The police said they would not go in till the next morning because they had to get proper search warrants. You have got to be kidding me, friends. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Courtney Hullman. There were three guys. The guy I remember most was the main guy. He's over 6 foot tall and curly, long, dark curly hair. He was wearing a trench coat. His name was Robert Perry. 60 of them, friends. Robert Perry. Where's Robert Perry at, friends? Nobody ever heard about Robert Perry. Just like we're not hearing about the second shooter at the Connecticut, right? School shooting, supposedly. Where's he at? No one wants to talk about him. Outlandish! Outlandish! You have got to be a straight fool, friends, to believe the state-run media that does not know how to tell you the truth at any turn. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com coming back with Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you want to win, you need to listen to shows like mine and Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Cool. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that very much.
She's the best.
You know, I'm just going through all these Columbine eyewitnesses again, and it's just incredibly overwhelming. All the students are describing a man named Robert Perry. A girl named Monty, I believe it was a girl. It's kind of a weird first name. I asked her if she saw the source of the shooting. She told me she saw who she thought at the time was Robert Perry with a gun hanging around his neck. She said she never actually saw him shoot the weapon, though. It's another one, Lance Hone. Can you identify or describe who is shooting? Miss Hone said she does not believe it was Harris or Klebold, but Miss Hone believes it was an individual named Robert. Folks, eyewitness after eyewitness after eyewitness after eyewitness. And this is all, by the way, coming from the USA Today, friends. The reporter from the USA Today. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. Do you think Media Matters is going to slam USA Today? Or what do you think? I mean,
I don't know. I think there's an affinity there. They probably can't.
I don't think so either.
But that reporter probably got slammed in a back office.
Probably. Because why? Because he was doing what a journalist does.
Yeah.
You know, these people that call themselves journalists today, friends, are derelict of duty in every sense of the word. They're no longer journalists. They're going with a slant, friends. They're propagandists.
I'm an engineer.
In every sense of the word. And I think that's important for people to understand. Let me say this one more time. We're going to pull up Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. All truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it's violently opposed. Third, it's accepted as being self-evident. And that's exactly right. So, anyways, let's jump over. Folks, you know we only got an hour, so let's get to what we can get to. Piers Morgan had made the mistake of having Larry Pratt on his show
about gun control a couple days ago. And someone posted it on my Facebook, and I checked it out really quick. And I called Larry, and I said, Larry, I just seen you. And I'm just glad you're on our side. So what we're going to do, friends, we're going to pull up Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Welcome to the show, sir. It's Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Don't forget that, Larry, because we're really plugging away at you right now, you know.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, Larry. Multiple times,
good to be with you.
Multiple times, Larry, you bring up comments and sections of the Constitution that no other gun lobbying group will. You guys stand as the non-compromising gun lobby in Washington, D.C., and that's why we have you on. We want your perspective because you're giving it to us non-compromised. Piers Morgan, what has been the feedback from you? Has your membership exploded?
Well, people got to first know what happened. Larry, what happened there? How did you get over there, first and foremost?
Good publicist.
And second of all, did you expect his attack in such a fashion?
It was just one more interview. Went in, sat down, and we began the interview. And it wasn't long before it dawned on him that I wasn't there to capitulate, and that seemed to be as much as anything why he went off, and he really behaved rather poorly, and the more invective he hurled my way with ad hominem, the more I kept thinking, gee, this guy is hurting himself, digging himself a hole, and maybe I can throw him a shovel, but I'm not going to do anything else.
That's the only thing you didn't do, Larry.
So he got himself in pretty deep, and the reaction, now, people that are hard left liked what he was saying because I deserved the way he was talking. Mm-hmm. But even people who agree with where he was going in support of gun control, I was on one liberal talk show host, you know him, I'm sure, Alan Colmes, and he said he sure didn't appreciate the way it was done, even though he agreed with what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And I think when they lose their civility, they realize, the more rational among the liberals realize, that hurts their cause. Mm-hmm. So I'm perfectly happy to have this guy immolate himself in front of the national audience. And I must say, I think he probably had a higher rating for that particular 15 minutes than his little show gets any time for the rest of the season.
And that's, you know, that works for you, and that's probably right. But you know what was interesting to me is how he kept saying, your country, Larry, your country. Where did you do the interview? Did you catch that?
And one of the thoughts that occurred to me afterwards, probably just as well it didn't occur to me at the time, might not have been the best thing to say during that interview, was, Mr. Morgan, you're reminding me of why we're no longer British.
Amen.
Well, that's the truth. He would have said, stop being so facetious.
He just assumed that he has this moral superiority coming from Europe to lecture country bumpkins over here. It's a wonder we even wash our hands, you know? And I don't think that sells well here.
Well, you got to ask yourself the question is, what is Piers Morgan doing here anyways if his country is so great? I mean, that's the first thing I'd ask myself. But I thought it was really interesting, Larry, that he said, your country. And then I thought to myself, wait a second, this is a European brother coming from another mother. Their people are disarmed, and I thought it was outstanding when you said to him, you want to pull away our right to defend ourselves against these criminals? I thought that was it was all over right there. And to say this, I just thought it was so well done on your part. You kept your cool.
Thank you.
I mean, I think that's just you anyways, Larry. But the fact is what happens from the left, the socialists, as we know, the only thing they know how to do is shout and shoot, and that's exactly what he was doing the entire time. And I gave you an A-plus on it. I had to call you the same day. I did. Did you get my message, sir?
Thank you so much for your support. I do appreciate it. It was nice of you to take the time.
Amen. Did you get my message, Larry, that I sent you?
I got so many that I honestly...
Well, that, you know what? That's good enough for me. Larry, I was in the mix somewhere along the line, but I again, was just so happy about what you did there.
And folks, what we're talking about is the video. It's posted on gunowners.org, which is Larry Pratt's site. It's a non-compromised gun lobbying group. I encourage you to get a membership. We're members. It's a good idea to be a member of a lobby group like this, Non-Compromise, or you can go to Sons of Liberty Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, excuse me, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, and see this video. You just got to see it. When Christians stand for truth, they don't move. They throw facts, and as you said so eloquently, Larry, they bounce off of these people's heads because they're not interested in facts nor truth, and so therefore you must contend with them, and that's how you win, and that's how truth prevails.
Now, Larry, I got to ask you one more question. We got about 3 minutes left in the show. What was your perspective, and what was your take on Aurora, Colorado? Because I see they put a little bit of a smear slant on you because you said the time was impeccable. The timing for the gun treaty. What was your whole take on that? Because I didn't get an opportunity to read the whole thing. I just thought it was ironic because Media Matters just did a piece on me withholding the facts as well. But what was your take on Aurora, Colorado?
Well, the opponents of gun ownership in this country, the opponents of the Second Amendment, are absolutely superb at seizing upon some crisis to then advance their agenda. So here they've been pushing for a disarmament treaty at the UN, take U.S. gun owners' guns away. And when the Aurora shooting occurred, they were jumping all over that. That shows that we need the treaty. You could just see where they were going. And you know, why aren't you, Mr. Legislator, in support of this, trying to intimidate elected officials into supporting gun control? It never fails. They always use these crises in that fashion. And I think we've got to be prepared for that. And we've got to be able to push back and say, you know, your disarmament plans didn't work in the face of Hitler. They don't work in the face of guys in theaters that want to kill lots of people where everybody's disarmed. Your ideas are deadly, folks, and we're not going to put up with it.
Amen.
You know what? And that's the point. Your ideas are deadly, and that's the spin. That's what you put back on peers, is that these men stand up and they look at you like you're some kind of a butcher because you support arms, and you put it back to them. I don't understand why you're so against people protecting themselves.
Yeah, that was
why
great.
You're so against people defending themselves. And then, of course, his blood starts boiling, and he calls you an idiot and calls you stupid. But who's the stupid one?
Okay, you're back at Piers Morgan.
That's right. Who's the stupid one? The one who wants to prevent you from protecting yourself, nationally speaking. As a nation, we are toast if we don't have that opportunity to be able to protect ourselves. And I fear the day when somebody is not able to protect themselves against somebody who is so mentally ill that they believe that you don't have the same rights as they have, number one. And number two, they feel that they can lord over your rights. Then we wind up in the same situation that we fought a war for in the beginning of this country.
I think it's quite telling.
I have to confess, after that interview, I got to thinking, maybe there are times when we should agree that people shouldn't have guns.
Yeah.
Some people, especially angry liberals, they've
That's
got
right.
an anger management problem, and they can't handle things like guns.
That's true.
Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check out Larry, go to Gun Owners of America. Again, Gun Owners of America. And posted is his spanking of Piers Morgan. And I thought it was a great spanking. Folks,
spanking.
2 to 4 Central Standard Time tomorrow. We're going to talk about this topic again. We got, where is my little piece of paper? We got, you know what, friends? Tomorrow, Susan Hupp. We'll have Susan Hupp. Bye.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. Guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214.